But first this hour, the Scottsdale Unified School District Governing Board has taken steps to fire Superintendent Denise Birdwell and COO Lewis Hartwell. The pair has been on paid administrative leave since February. Last night, the Governing Board voted to adopt a statement of charges outlining the reasons for firing Birdwell and Hartwell. Joining me to talk about this is Julie Sanowski. She teaches at Desert Canyon Middle School and is president of the Scottsdale Education Association. And Julie, first of all, what do you think of the board's decision last night?
I feel that the actions taken by our governing board at last night's meeting were long overdue. The community members have been bringing information to our governing board, as well as the teachers have been bringing information to the governing board about these particular issues, as well as other issues, for the last several years, and they have chosen to disregard the voice of community members and teachers alike.
Now, you mentioned the governing board, and you have been critical of the governing board in the past, as have many teachers in the district. I'm wondering how optimistic you are that they will follow through on this. You obviously would like to see Superintendent Birdwell leave the district. Are you confident that that is the outcome the governing board will come to?
Mark, I have been critical of our governing board after many years of attempts of working with them to rectify issues as they were addressed. And in a very respectful manner, I became critical of our governing board when they chose to not trust what they were hearing from teachers about what was needed to be done in our district to turn it around. Am I optimistic? I will always remain optimistic. I do believe that human beings can learn from their errors, but I'm also realistic. Our governing board has had a lot of this information that led to their actions last night for quite some time, and they have chosen to look the other way. That is my concern. I'm not certain what it will really take for our governing board to reinstate things that did work, processes that did work in our district. We can continue to talk about our ideas, but we need action. We're long past due of needing action in our district, and I'm hopeful that these particular governing board members are able to take action that is necessary to pull our district back together.
Well, it sounds like even if the board ultimately decides to fire Denise Birdwell, that in and of itself won't make the district what it was or bring back, obviously won't bring back the teachers that have left, but it won't necessarily on its own make the conditions better for teachers.
Mark, I absolutely agree with that statement. This is deep. This is not just a few bad apples in the barrel. The barrel is deep. And as educators, when we talk about learning from our challenges and our mistakes, as we do with in our lessons with our students, this is dealing with human beings. And this business cannot afford to make the mistakes that, you know, like putting together a bad casserole. I mean, it's not that it tastes bad, it's just bad. And there are so many levels that it's bad, but it's been the frustrating part about this, Mark, is that this has been bad for quite some time, and there has been no action. So it's been wound after wound just developing and piling up.
I'm wondering why you think that the governing board decided to take this action now. As you say, teachers and others in the district have been bringing concerns to the board for quite some time. Why do you think now was the time they decided to do this?
That's a great question, Mark. I don't know. It would have been better to have had the same information from the community members and the teachers 2 years ago and act, because the damage would have been less. You know, I do believe that the media coverage, including the Attorney General's participation in investigating our district, has had a huge impact in moving the barometer a little bit. If that's the only reason why our governing board has acted, because it's about legal issues, that really just highlights what we've been dealing with. That's a problem. The action can't be whether it's legal or not. It needs to be whether it's ethical and whether it supports the best practices of educating human beings. And for, if they're taking action only because they're being pressed because of legal issues, like I said, that just reiterates the importance of new leadership now.
All right. Julie Sanowski teaches at Desert Canyon Middle School and is president of the Scottsdale Education Association. Julie, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.